A peaceful solution in the Middle East does seem tough to achieve, but two Harvard professors say it is not too late. Commentator Leonard Marcus, the son of a Holocaust survivor, heads a conflict resolution program. He and a Jordanian colleague at the Kennedy School at Harvard have concluded that Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat can still turn back from war.
As a mediator, I've seen conflict that's painful, destructive, and vicious. I find that even when people violently disagree, there are still many things upon which they actually do agree. Yes, it is hard to imagine agreeing on anything with someone you consider a barbarian, an oppressor, or even worse. And yet, at our very core as humans, there are still a few things that can be elevated to unite us. Spiraling conflict has one common feature: hopelessness. Trying to build a solution without hope is like trying to build a skyscraper on a bed of mud. The building collapses just as the most ambitious of recent diplomatic efforts have collapsed. So how does one find that shred of hope? How might Palestinians and Israelis alike discover that solid foundation upon which they can build the beginnings of reconciliation? My colleague Roger Kamal and I have a proposal for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Chairman Yasser Arafat. We ask them to take a bold step forward and to give a speech simultaneously next week. Each leader is asked to read the speech, take no questions, and make no further remarks. The speech reads as follows, quote, "Our peoples have experienced months of painful killing. This killing has neither enhanced our security nor our well-being, and it is unlikely that we will achieve those objectives while continuing on our current path. There are numerous economic, health, educational, and societal benefits that we can achieve if we return to talking with one another. We must regard this choice between killing and talking as one that we ultimately make together and one for which we must take mutual responsibility. While there are many differences, there are also many similarities amongst our peoples in culture, beliefs, histories, aspirations, and in way of life, all of which can help us reach beyond our divides to unite us as a people, committed to finding ways to live side by side with dignity, peace, and security in a region that we ultimately must learn to share." End of quote. A speech alone cannot change the course of human events. However, the picture of these two leaders simultaneously reading the identical words will have a powerful impact upon peoples in the region. These men seem to be in conflict about everything. The five sentences are a tug into a different direction. And if these two men on the world stage truly embrace these words, it will create that first shred of hope to interrupt this dangerously escalating conflict.
The comments of Leonard Marcus. He directs the Program for Healthcare Negotiation and Conflict Resolution at the Harvard School of Public Health.